You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. While the baseball world was focusing on the release of Alex Rodriguez by the Yankees, our guest did not receive the same degree of attention when he was quietly released by the Philadelphia Phillies. It's been quite a ride for the 2009 American League Rookie of the Year, who signed back with the Los Angeles Angels, who sent him to AAA Salt Lake of the Pacific Coast League. And Andrew Bailey joins us from there. Great to have you. I'm sorry that Alex Rodriguez stole the headlines from you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that happens. So, I'll let him have his day, and, hopefully I'll have mine at some point.
Were you surprised to be released?
I wasn't. I wasn't really doing my job and throwing the ball the way I'm capable of. So, it's just like any business. You know, you're not doing your job. Organization needs to move on. I mean, a little bit of an up and down season for me. I threw the ball well right when I came up for a few months, and had a bad month in Philly, and especially with a team in a rebuilding mode and a lot of good young talent in that organization. They felt the need to move on and go with a couple of younger guys, so see what they can do with the opportunity. And so it's just like I said, it's just like any other profession. You know, you're not doing the job. You got to move on. So, I'm happy to be an Angel right now and here in Salt Lake trying to work my way back up to the big leagues.
Were you worried, Andrew, that your career could possibly be over?
I think anytime you find yourself in a unfamiliar position, those thoughts kind of run through your head. And myself being out of the game for almost 2 years with some injuries, I had those thoughts before. So for me, it was just making the most of every opportunity possible. And once I got released by Philly, I went home to see my wife and my two kids. And I had never really had a summer before. I've always been busy playing baseball since, 12 years old, playing my summers. And so it was nice to have a week at home and, stay sharp, throwing some bullpens and stuff like that. But for the most part, just hanging out with the kids and going to the beach and really enjoying my time and kind of taking a little mental break. So for me, that was it was good. And once Billy Epler, the GM of the Angels, called, I was ready to rock and ready to go.
You grew up in South Jersey. You get drafted by the Oakland A's. And there's a great story about you and your dad driving cross-country to your first big league training camp with the Oakland A's. Can you tell us that story?
Yes. It's one of those father-son moments for sure, and it's something my dad and I will always remember. I had gotten invited to my first big league camp with the Oakland Athletics in 2009, and I decided to drive my car out to Scottsdale from New Jersey. And my dad told me that he would take the trip with me and just be there for me for the first few days of camp. And so we had a great time, and we drove through St. Louis. And, I was extremely nervous just going to camp for the first time. And as a proud father, my dad was, always excited and thought I had already made the big league team and all that kind of stuff. So, he had joked around and he said, the All-Star Games in St. Louis this year, Andrew, as we're passing the arch on the highway. And I said, Dad, let's not get carried away. And sure enough, just a few months later, I was there. And I remember when he landed in St. Louis, that was one of the first things he said. Was like, I told you when we drove through here, you're coming. And it was a proud moment for my dad for sure. It's just little stories like that that see the smile on his face, and that's why you still do what you love.
You had come so far. You had had Tommy John surgery after just 42 innings pitching at Wagner College on Staten Island, which is the smallest of the five boroughs in New York. You make the team in 2009. Yep. You go 6-3, 26 saves. You make the All-Star team. You make the All-Star team again the following year with 25 saves. And life is great. Everybody's talking about Andrew Bailey, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, you know, it was a fun time. I really enjoyed myself out in the Bay Area, and really enjoyed myself with in the Oakland Athletics organization. And you know, I had a great start to my career, and you just never really know what the future holds. And you know, like you said, the two All-Star games and all that success early on, I think that afforded me some of these opportunities I'm receiving now. I unfortunately got bit by the injury bug a little bit later on in my career when I got to Boston, and you know, just kind of been trying to find my way. And the New York Yankees gave me an opportunity, and I think you know, obviously the Phillies gave me an opportunity, and my relationship with Billy Epler while he was assistant GM of the Yankees, I think afforded me that opportunity here with my new organization, Anaheim Angels. So you know, I'm just keep on chugging along. And I've always told myself, and actually my Wagner College coach, I remember when I first signed, he said, never hang them up, make them take the jersey from you. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm just keep on chugging along and chasing the dream and you know, looking forward to hopefully having another opportunity in the big leagues here shortly.
The injuries started right after you had made the second All-Star game. And in 2010, you also you had elbow surgery. You punched a cooler, a defenseless cooler, Andrew. You punched a defenseless cooler.
Yeah, that was in college. You know, unfortunately, you know, you learn things sometimes through injuries. And you know, I was in college, just being a hothead, and ended up leading to Tommy John surgery. So, needless to say, I've never hit anything again in my life. You know, but all the other injuries just happened to be, you know, fluke injuries or baseball related injuries that just happened to be with our sport. So, you know, you just got to keep on persevering and look at all the hurdles in front of you.
In the Oakland A's traded to the Boston Red Sox for Josh Reddick in 2012. It was a tough time in Boston for a franchise that always embraces its new players. What a place to play, Andrew.
Oh, my God. You can't say enough about the city of Boston, and especially the Red Sox organization. I mean, from the way they not only treat the players, but the families, the wives, the children, you know, their employees. Unbelievable. You know, the fans are, you know, some of the greatest in our sport. And you know, I unfortunately had, you know, it got injured in spring training right away. And 2012 was a bad year for our organization. And, you know, but you know, sticking true to their guns. You know, I came back in 2013 and got off to a really good start right out of camp through for the first couple months, and ended up injuring my shoulder. Going on the DL for a little bit and worked my way back, and just didn't really feel the same until in early July when I ended up needing shoulder surgery. But I think everybody else knows what happens. You know, went on to win the World Series that year, and just being a part of that team and you know, the organization allowing me to, you know, be there through my rehab injury and through the playoffs and the World Series to be able to experience that was something I'll never forget and something that I'll always remember for sure.
Andrew Bailey is with us now with the Angels. And you leave Boston and the Yankees take a shot. They sign you anyway after shoulder surgery, knowing you may not be able to pitch for a long, long time, and showed their, they believed in you. And then came a winter where you had options, and out of loyalty, you signed back with the Yankees.
Yeah, you know, in 2014, that offseason, I had just had surgery in July and I rehabbed the entire winter. And it was getting to that point. It was after Christmas. All of a sudden, I saw, you know, January slip by, still didn't have a job. And you know, speaking with my agent a few times, he said, you know, let's just, you know, let everybody get settled in. You know, guys are, they're trying to finalize their rosters. And he's like, I have a couple places in mind. And, you know, talking to Brian Cashman, he had said that, hey, we want to bring you on to rehab you. And you know, we know the doctor gave you a 18 to 24 month, you know, rehab process and time frame. But we want to take that on and have you down in Tampa and work with our trainers and get you back. And we'll, you know, if it all works out well, you know, we would love to have you back in 2015. And I told him that I would definitely do that. And obviously them affording me that opportunity to rehab in professional organization, I wanted to hold true. And so we signed back in 2015 and, you know, had a few setbacks, but you know, worked my way up the ladder again, going through, you know, high A, double A, triple A, and back to New York. And, you know, going to school in Staten Island and growing up in New Jersey. And I think any baseball, any kid that fell in love with the game of baseball, it was an unbelievable experience to be able to put the pinstripe uniform on and, you know, walk around that clubhouse and the city and being around that fan base and obviously the stadium and, just being a part of the Yankees organization was a dream come true. And obviously playing, you know, we talked about Alex early on, just playing with guys like that, you know, every single day was unbelievable.
And then you find your way to the Phillies and now to the Angels. And the fact that Billy Epler, now the general manager of the Angels, was Brian Cashman's assistant, he knows your character. He knows who you are, and that has played a part here, I would think, Andrew, in him signing you and giving you an opportunity to make your way to the Angels.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely believe that. You know, I think you know, baseball is a you know, is a big relationship game, and fortunately, I have you know, Billy on my side to give me the opportunity to try and work my way back. You know, to the major league level, and I feel like I can help the organization win some ball games here this year, and you know, who knows what happens for next year, and we'll cross that bridge when it comes. But you know, Billy's a great guy. I'm sure he has a lot of great things planned for this organization, and obviously, you know, him coming up, you know, along the way, you know, through the Yankees organization, I'm sure he's learned a lot, and you know, really looking forward to the different things he's going to do here, but. I think for me, you know, there's a few different opportunities out there. After I got released by Philly, I had to, you know, go through the whole waiver process and all that kind of stuff. So I had about a week, you know, where I wasn't really able to do anything. And, you know, once we were able to start talking to teams, we had a few teams call. And I just felt that, you know, this was a really good fit, you know, not only for potentially this year, but, you know, even next year. I mean, you know, like I said, you never know what can happen, and hopefully I get an opportunity to pitch in the big league level this year and, you know, make the most of it. And that's all you have to do is just make the most of every opportunity and be ready when those opportunities present itself.
Andrew Bailey with us for just a few more moments on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. And this is a team, Andrew, that everybody acknowledges needs bullpen depth, and you could help them in September when the rosters expand.
Yeah, I mean, that's my goal. I mean, obviously, you know, you got to stay focused on the day. And I got, you know, I'm down here in Salt Lake. I got into the game the other day on Saturday, threw the ball well, and hopefully get out there again tonight. And, you know, in the game of baseball, you really never know where that road's going to lead. And you just have to be ready every single time your name's called. And, you know, hopefully I get that chance to either help the team soon or in September or whenever that happens. And, you know, if it doesn't happen, keep chugging along, keep fighting, and make the most of an opportunity. Hopefully next year for sure.
Talk about the mental game. Here you are having gathered more than 50 saves your first 2 years in the major leagues, and then there's this tsunami of injuries, and you have to make adjustments in your pitching style. And you're 32 now; you're not in your 20s. But more importantly, talk about the mental aspect of the game and still wanting to strive despite all of these setbacks.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, just proving, you know, not that anybody's against you, but just, you know, proving the injuries wrong and proving to yourself that you can do it and get back and being on top of that mountain early on in my career, you know, wanting to get back there and pitching the big leagues and strive to finish ball games again and make the playoffs and win the World Series. And, I think winning ball games and winning the World Series, I got a ring with Boston and my dream is to be on the field, when that team wins the final out and makes that final out. And, I think that's every kid's dream that plays the game of baseball. And, along the road, there's going to be ups and downs. And, this year I had an opportunity in Philly to help a rebuilding organization. And, it's a rocky road sometimes. And here I find myself in Salt Lake looking forward to get back to the big leagues. And, I think just the perseverance and proving, proving to yourself that you can still do it is a big part of it. And, lucky for me, I have an awesome wife at home, Amanda, and my two kids, that's especially during the rehab process, when I was with New York, trying to make it just back to throwing bullpens and into games, I was able to go home to, and they didn't care how my day was at the field or how bad my shoulder hurt or whatever happened. They were there. And, so it's awesome to be able to call somebody when the times are tough, but also to be able to enjoy it when I do get back to the big leagues and have success again.
Having your wife, having those two beautiful young children has been a godsend.
Oh, for sure. I mean, when we first had my daughter in 2012, it was an unbelievable experience. Obviously, we were out in Boston and enjoying the off season, and I'll never forget the next spring training was completely different. I mean, just having obviously a child but everything you need to bring with you to spring training for 2 months, cribs and toys and bottles and all that stuff. It was like it was a different beast for sure. But that's why. Yeah, exactly. Now my daughter's four and my son will be two on Halloween. And, it's a blessing and I wouldn't change it for the world. And, the tough part is not seeing them for a few weeks at a time here and there. But with technology and FaceTime and Skype, all that stuff, it's a lot easier now. It's definitely, it's unbelievable and looking forward to seeing them real soon as well. No, not at all. Not at all. It's okay. I'll even unpack them too. what, down here in Salt Lake? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think my eyes really opened in Double A when, I was playing with kids that were, 18, 19 years old. And here I was, at that time I was, 31. And it was just a completely different world. Times have changed. But the baseball world has also come far, too. So it was pretty cool, though. And even here now in Salt Lake, I got a few guys. I think I'm like the fourth oldest on the team, so I'm,
wow,
I'm doing okay. I'm not quite the old guy yet. So, we got a few older guys, it's been fun. And like I said, man, you just got to play until they take the jersey from you, or something else happens. So, got to keep chasing the dream.
And in the meantime, yours is an inspiring story of perseverance.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And that's, I think you love something so much, you keep following it, and things will always work out for sure.
Andrew, great. Thanks for your time. That'll do it for Andrew Bailey and myself on MLB.com. If you're on the move, thanks for the ride. And thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.